Local Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A close ally of Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani has been fired. The Dodgers accuse him of stealing millions from Ohtani. Here's ABC's Whit Johnson to explain.
The Dodgers firing Ohtani's longtime friend and interpreter, Ipe Misuhara, after he allegedly placed wagers with an illegal sports book in California. Our colleagues at ESPN reviewed bank information they say shows Ohtani's name on two $500,000 payments made last year. Misuhara denies ever betting on baseball and claims Ohtani had no knowledge of his gambling debts or transfers.
The search is on in Idaho for white supremacist prison inmate Skylar Meade. He escaped along with an accomplice after a shootout at a Boise medical center this week. British media reporting that three members of staff from the London Clinic are being investigated as police look into attempted access of the Princess of Wales medical records while she was there for abdominal surgery. This is ABC News. As the Israeli military plans for ground operations in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, ABC's Jordana Miller says there are fresh attacks in northern Gaza.
For a fourth day, Israeli special forces operating at the Al-Shifa medical complex in northern Gaza. The IDF says 140 Hamas fighters have been killed in and around the facility and over 300 other suspects arrested. Soldiers also finding over $3 million in cash and piles of weapons. Palestinian reports say civilians sheltering around the hospital have also been killed. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Family caught for 24 hours on Oregon's Mount Hood. Hood has been rescued. They were hiking on Tuesday when they got stuck in the snow. One family member did manage to get a signal out using the SOS button on their phone. And get your brackets in. March Madness begins in earnest today with the first games of the men's college basketball tournament. The women's tournament begins tomorrow. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A former Milwaukee election official is found guilty of election fraud. A jury says Kimberly Zapata used fake names to get a hold of military absentee ballots. Her lawyer argued she was trying to make a point about flaws in the election system. Zapata could get up to 5 years in prison. A polarizing figure from the Kenosha riots of 2020 is invited to speak at Kent State University in Ohio. Students and alumni are split about Kyle Rittenhouse coming to campus, including Hunter Chenevie.
I like the idea that a public university like Kent State has this diverse opinions being represented and coming onto campus. Now, whether or not those opinions are appropriate or not, I think that's up for debate.
Rittenhouse killed two people. Four students were shot to death at Kent State in 1970. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks fell behind by 15 points and trailed most of the game. They got it to within 1 point with just a couple of minutes left to play, but the Celtics pulled away. Coverage on ESPN.
That will count. It's a three-point game, and that'll do it. Lillard finishes with 32. And the Celtics earned their 55th win of the season, leading the way for the Celtics tonight with 31.
The final, the Celtics 122, the Bucks 119. Boston now winning 10 games in a row at home. Giannis did not play again tonight due to a sore hamstring. The team comes home for a game tomorrow night. At Fiserv Forum, they'll host the Brooklyn Nets, followed by a Sunday night game against the Thunder and the Lakers next Tuesday night in prime time. Baseball, the Brewers had the day off. Tomorrow night, they take on the Giants in Arizona. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have some snow on the way. A winter weather advisory is in effect for about 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight into tomorrow morning. Snow should wind down by mid-morning Friday. Today, partly to mostly cloudy, 32. Snow tonight, 20. Tomorrow, snow ending, 34. With more snow on the way late this weekend into early next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
If you like it now.
Hot new country.
If you liked it then.
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98Q Country.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with. Rear view, no, I don't feel like me, girl, if I ain't.
favorites. Your classics. Your country. 98Q Country.
Keyword to text in coming up after 10 with John St. John. The monkey has completed its picks. The monkey did not hang around long enough this morning to for me to determine whether the monkey was a he or a she. And I just wasn't going to ask. So, but the monkey did make its picks, and the monkey has, this is not good news. This is not good news for the monkey. Iowa State in the Final Four, which isn't crazy. Duke in the Final Four, which isn't crazy. Samford, not Stanford, Sam, S-A-M-F-O-R-D, Samford, a 13 seed. And one of the play-in teams, Wagner, that won, I believe, last night, or the night before, I lose track. Wagner, one of the play-in teams. The other one, they got Wagner and Duke in the championship game, and via the flip of the coin, Wagner will be your national champion. And with that news, the monkey will not win or finish above last in the NCAA. It's pretty much over. It's over already, all right? Although having Duke and Iowa State in there, not a lot of people had them in the Final Four. Nobody had Iowa State going anywhere. So there is, you know, a slight possibility. Have you heard this story? Shohei Ohtani. Now, if you don't follow baseball, he's one of the best players in all of baseball. He is a foreign player, does not speak much English. So what happened yesterday was Shohei Ohtani, his interpreter, who's apparently been a friend of his for many, many years, have his name here, but I can't. Ippi Muzahara, I can't say it. So apparently here's what happened. He is accused of running up massive debts and stealing this Ohtani guy's money. $450 million is what they're saying. Is that right? $4.5 million. Still a lot of money is what happened. Now, his interpreter and longtime friend has been fired. Now, you have a feeling that this isn't it. You have a feeling this isn't it. Could this be a cover-up for other stuff? It just seems kind of weird. It seems very strange. Now, his gambling debts, this guy's gambling debts, $4.5 million, there's documented proof of transfers to gambling organizations. Apparently, these bets are part of a larger investigation into a bookmaker by the name of Matthew Boyer, B-O-W-Y-E-R, if you're keeping track at home. So this story's not over. And I was having a conversation with my son about this yesterday and came to the conclusion that I don't think gambling is going to bring some sports down. It's not going to, like, you know, baseball's gone because of a gambling scandal. But I think it is going to be the downfall. It could be the downfall of some of these big sports because the amount of money that's being wagered and the temptation of players to rig games for money is just too tempting for some. And gambling is just so... ESPN had a television show on over the weekend. Not over the weekend. I think it was Monday. It was called ESPN Bet. B-E-T. All in capital letters. And the entire one-hour show was to get you more informed of how to bet your money on college basketball. Most of them under the age of 21. A lot of them who can't even legally bet. Can't even legally wager in some states and such. It's crazy when you think about it, but the power and the money that comes with it is just too much of a temptation for these major organizations to resist. And the legalization of gambling has changed sports. It'll continue to change sports. $2.7 billion, they say, will be bet on the NCAA tournament, and that's not even keeping track of all the office pools and stuff like that. This is just Vegas stuff and wherever else they bet on it. So this baseball gambling scandal, this is the tip. It's the tip. We'll see. We're hoping it doesn't go anywhere. But it seems a little smelly. There's a little stench to this that Shohei Ohtani's best friend took the hit for this $4.5 million discovery of gambling. More news to come.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Join Heckman Auction and Estate Sales for the Lake Tomahawk Spectacular online auction, happening now with online bidding. Bidding starts and ends this Sunday, March 24th, with the first lot closing at 7 p.m. and following. Special preview this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Lake Tomahawk, Wisconsin at 7464 County Road D. Discover nearly 500 items, including mid-century collectibles, a wood splitter, trailers, a snowmobile, a snowblower, and more. View all these items online at heckmanauction.com and download their free mobile app today. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. It was a wimpy winter, Pete, but still those potholes and stuff may have banged that car around a little bit. You guys got some good promotions to get that car tuned up, right?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we didn't get enough snow to fill those potholes, but we got some great discounts right now. Anything, any service in your car, if it's over $100, you get 15% off. Make sure you call and get that coupon.
All right. As people know, just something as basic as an oil change has gotten kind of pricey, but you guys, $39.95 oil change every day, right?
you can't be. We're the lowest. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change. Plus, you get a 60-point inspection just to make sure if there's anything wrong with your car, we'll make sure we diagnose it and let you know about it.
All right, get your car in, get it ready for summertime. Pete, they can give you a call and set that appointment, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Will Way is just a few miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Attention anglers. Bader Sports Center in Phillips, Wisconsin has all the gear you'll need for this upcoming fishing season. From tackle to lures, rods, reels, live bait, and performance apparel to keep you in top fishing form. Check out end of the season savings on remaining Stormy Cromer clothing for the entire family. Find unique metal art along with Deer Creek Angus and Jackson and Louis candies. Also, turkey hunting supplies in stock for the upcoming season. Plus, Bader Sports Center is your DNR licensed agent. Visit us 7 days a week next to Pick and Save in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by A&W of Phillips, serving all American food where the food's as good as the root beer. A&W, always a supporter of Northern Wisconsin communities.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
My new exercise bike. Yeah, more like my $1,500 coat rack.
At Babbel, we get it. Learning something new is hard, especially a new language.
My Spanish starts and ends at Adios.
Make it easy on yourself with Babbel. In just 10 minutes a day, you can start having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
Hola, Espanol.
It starts here. To try Babbel free, text radio to 64000. Text radio to 64000.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you roll the Charmin, I'll clean off on the potty. This is most so roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. My crepe is always stocked. It's our party wine. Yeah. Charmin, so our chicks feel fly. So everybody wanna touch the sky.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I never stay in one place too long. A dirt road singing me a siren song. I gotta find a field. I need to spin my wheels. I gotta anchor in for four wide tires. And I can't help it. It's the way I'm wired. Boy, you get too close. Boy, you need to truck. It's been drug through the mud. Runs on dreams and gasoline. And that old highway holds the key. It's got a leg down when it's leaving. Lord knows it's taking a hell of a beating. A little bit of love is all that it's needing. But as good as it's tough, I gotta
air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
To get your NCAA bracket to us, last minute people, you're still good. Shoot us an email, wcqm@civicmedia.us, and we'll send you an invite. You can fill those out online. It's like you're getting any work done today anyway, so you might as well make this productive. You could win part of our over $500 in prizes. First place, $150 in gift certificates, including a Visa gift card and $50 to Quick Trip. Why not fill it out, give it a shot. If you want to photocopy your bracket and drop it off at the station, just do that before 11. We'd be happy to take that in. Some of the news headlines today that you may have missed. Richard C. Higgins, one of the last remaining survivors of the Pearl Harbor attack in 1941. He passed away Tuesday at the age of 102. Georgia, they carried out the very first execution in 4 years last night. A 59-year-old man. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing a law yesterday. It prohibits towns and cities in Florida from allowing homeless people to sleep on public property.
He says the bill will help to maintain and ensure that Florida streets are clean and that Florida streets are safe for our residents. No word on where the homeless people are going to go, though. Daniel Penny, who choked a homeless man to death in New York in a subway system, is going to stand trial today on charges of second-degree manslaughter, or this week anyway, he'll stand trial. And the fourth of six former Louisiana police officers known as the Goon Squad has been sentenced to 40 years in federal prison for civil rights violations. Those are some of the headlines. ABC will get us another update coming up at the top of the hour here. Stay tuned. John St. John, he is just slamming down the coffee. I hope some of it's decaf. He is ready to give you a chance to text to win coming up in the 10 o'clock hour.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Hey there, it's Big G from 98Q Country. Friday nights are sizzling at Harborview at the Lake in Phillips, Wisconsin. Experience the new energy with fresh ownership. Indulge in bluegill, cod, colossal shrimp, or savory prime rib. And don't forget about the salad bar. It's a must. Mention me, Big G, and receive a generous 10% discount off your bill until March wraps up.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Ruff, ruff. Marsh and the BC Auto Repair Towing Recovery in Prentice, Wisconsin. Meet Paul and the whole doggy gang. Purchase four new tires this March and get a complimentary standard alignment. Enjoy free tire rotations for the life of your tires with a three-year road hazard warranty and one-year nationwide roadside assistance on Falcon tires. Ensure your family's safety with ADAS, Advanced Driver Assistance Systems Calibration. Proper calibration is crucial to your vehicle's safety features to work effectively. Get $40 off this service this month. Call 715-428-2545 to speak with a BC Auto Repair ADAS expert and protect your vehicle with fluid film protection. Located 3 miles east of the intersections of Highway 8 and County Road A on Lound Road in Prentice, Wisconsin.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telec, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
Brand new country.
We'll get a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Say you know, saving money like never before. Just spend it all at jewelry.
Really cool station. 98Q Country.
Yeah, I bet that shotgun hitter still smells like my shampoo.
with Carrie Underwood and Out of the Truck. The city of Park Falls wanted to let everybody know that absentee walk-in voting is available. It's available, Monday through Thursday, 9:15 to 3, and then Friday from 9 to 11:45. So if you're going to be around, you can do absentee voting for the upcoming primary on April the 2nd. All right, our text to win keyword coming up with John St. John, NCAA bracket contest. You got less than an hour to get your bracket to me or email us to have us send you the link to fill out your bracket, WCQM at civicmedia.us. I've been peeking around in there at some of your guys' picks and gals' picks, and nobody's going off the deep end. It seems to be pretty uniform. A lot of people think the high seeds are going to do pretty well, and they obviously do pretty well, but there's always that one or two teams that seem to sneak in there. We got over $500 in prizes. It's free to enter, but you got to get in by 11, otherwise you're done. We can't be entering brackets late. It's not how it works. And also want to mention again, our Brewer bus trip is on for July 11th. We haven't been talking much about it, but we will starting probably next week. So our Brewer bus trip, we're taking a bus to AmFam Field. It'll always be Miller Park to me. One day there and back to see the Brewers. Call us if you have any questions at 715-762-3221. Get that Civic Media app on your phone, Android or iPhone. Get ready to text to win with John St. John. He's coming in next. I was just informed by Big G that we will do our shopping show tomorrow morning, a little earlier, 8:30 tomorrow morning. Big G and possibly Gray and others bringing you the shopping show tomorrow morning. We'll talk to you tomorrow. John St. John next.
Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides excellent care and rehabilitation to those requiring a short-term rehab stay or long-term care. Their new leadership team would like to invite you to check out some open positions that include sign-on bonus opportunities, competitive wages, and great benefit packages. Start your career path today with a company that also offers on-site nurse aid training and career ladder opportunities. See them at parkmanorwi.com or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor, River's Edge. One company, one team.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children, the list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in and inquire about our services and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you will be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you the member first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Does this mild weather have you thinking about golf? Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sand Trap Bar and Grill. We just wanted to let you all know that the 2024 membership information is now available. We have openings on our Tuesday men's league and a few openings on our Thursday men's league. We are also looking to add a mixed/couples league on Sunday afternoons. Membership forms are available in the Pro Shop or on our website, westwoodsandtrap.com. Memberships paid in full by March 31st, 2024 will receive a credit that can be used in the Pro Shop or bar. Sand Trap Bar and Grill is currently open Thursdays through Saturdays. Stop in for a bite to eat and get your membership taken care of. So as soon as the golf course opens, you are ready to go. Golf Course Road is a short drive on County Road F off of Highway 13. See you soon.
Need more power? Christopher Electric specializes in standby generators. Visit their booth at the Phillips Fort Home and Craft Show. See their high-efficiency systems by Generac and Kohler. Never be in the dark again. Install a backup generator today. Call 715-302-5144 or visit ChristopherElectricLLC.com for free estimates and 24-hour emergency service. Keep the lights on with Christopher Electric, your power professional serving Phillips and beyond.
Northwoods Dentistry is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor, serving you in 6 locations, providing services from general and preventative to advanced services in cosmetics, implants, and more. See them at northwoodsdentistry.com.
Do you think most girls love diamonds?
So like a sparkly ring? Absolutely.
No, silly. I mean the love for a baseball diamond. And listening to the Milwaukee Brewers spring training games on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM.
We've got you covered. Every pitch, every hit. Swing and a drive to right and deep. And every win. Because a baseball diamond is a girl's best friend.
On your local Civic Media radio station, 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Before we get that keyword of the day with John St. John, we're going to get our logger update. Ileana Winter is with us. Ileana, good morning.
Good morning.
The excitement's building for your big departure, right?
Oh, yeah. Super excited.
All right. Look, give us an update first on what's going on at Logger Camp there.
Sounds good. I'll start with our high school sports update. Powerlifting. Our three ladies, juniors Addison Susan, Kylie Ettinger, and senior Keely Dahl, will head to Louisiana in 2 weeks to powerlift at Nationals. Softball and baseball should be having our first games next Tuesday as long as there's no snow, but I've been hearing that there is going to be some snow coming our way. So we're all just kind of playing it by ear for now, but, you know, hoping for a game next week. Soccer started this week, and for track, they had their first meet last Thursday. I heard it went very well. I unfortunately don't have results. I heard some first-place finishers, and they're super excited for their season to start. Always, you know, looking for the finish line at state, and last year did very well. Okay. They have a meet this Saturday in Lakeland starting at 9 a.m. Okay. And then for school updates, end of the quarter is today. Juniors take their ACT on March 26th. Solo and ensemble and apprentice for high school and middle school choir and band students starting at, I believe, 4 p.m. Prom is April 20th from 7 to 11, and the theme is Under the Stars.
Okay.
And Logger Manufacturing wanted me to give a shout-out to them. They're having an open house this weekend during the Home and Sports Show from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and are inviting all of you listening to come on in and check out all the cool things our students have been making, and they're going to be selling them this weekend. Some things include cribbage boards, cutting boards, jigs, and there's much more. If you're interested in attending this, it will be in the new edition of the school down in the shop. And the students at Phillips High School, thank you, and hope you come on in to check it out.
All right.
And then, of course, our trip is next week. We leave Wednesday after school. The 11 of us are just excited. It's crazy. It's already so close. It's like a year ago we were raising money, doing raffles, and now it's like, oh, my goodness, it's almost here.
That'll be fun. All right. Very good. Well, we'll look forward to having you actually in studio next week, because you're going